Hi, this is Jeff King with On a Cloud, and today I just really wanted to go over a simple piece of queuing, which is the idea of latency. So if you have a web server and you have a database and you're doing writes, hopefully you're getting a good, you know, throughput there, like really low milliseconds to get those writes stored. If you're looking at using a queuing system, so putting a queue in between your web server and your database, you are looking at adding typically latency. So you might add, you know, a couple milliseconds to put something in a queue, which, you know, might be in line with, you know, your database might be, you know, an order of 10 milliseconds or something, but a bit higher than that. Now, the thing that you really have to watch for is the latency that you had here. And, you know, to me, really, the latency that you add on the write is usually by design because you're in control of how fast you want to write. But let's just say on a good queuing system, you know, you're in the above 10 millisecond range before maybe your code even understands that there's something in the queue. And so if you're building them again on top of that, like eventing systems or something, you're usually, you know, in the order of magnitude higher than your actual write in the best scenario to the data store. Now, again, this is controlled. So a lot of the writing I do will be in the frequency. I'll be looking at things in the second frequency. So really it's kind of extremely slow comparative to that direct write. But a lot of the data that I look at, I don't necessarily think that it needs to be in quote unquote real time. But again, this is a choice. Which is usually good because then you can take a lot of load off your data store and the data will just kind of flow and, you know, kind of think more along the lines of eventual consistency. Now, the reason why I bring this up is just if you are going to move from this very simple model of read writes to your database and start introducing queues for all the beneficial reasons, they typically will add, you know, milliseconds to seconds of latency depending on how you design your system. So it's just really good to think about that up front. And then this is where I also just, you know, start looking at the actual data that you're putting through the queue and how fast you need that to be written. Because some data can be written more slowly without people really thinking that the data is latent. So just to kind of understand the two pieces of latency and then really control the outbound flow. Anyways, I hope this was useful. Please hit me on Twitter. Thank you very much. Have a good day.